Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get all the tinfoil adjusted here as we get ready to review what's going on around the United States and around the world, courtesy of conversation on News Talk Radio stations like the one you're listening to right now. I'm Doug Steffen, proud of my crew on the DJV program, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We are here to go through as much of the top 10 story. I mean, the problem with this is that we have one story that really is shaking up everything else. So between Russia, Ukraine, the NATO summit, our relations with Russia, the economy, the top four items are all kind of interwoven. So let's get at it, ladies, so that we can bring as much to the surface. People may not know a lot of the things that we have been privy to, and we'll share those. And people may like or not like some of the things we say about what we think is the impact of some of the actions of the people involved in all of these stories. For example, the president has been over in Europe, and one of the things that he was talking about this week at the NATO meeting is the shortage of food. And basically, you know, we're talking about real food here, meat and potatoes, that sort of stuff. So is the food shortage going to affect everybody? That is, we know it affects the Ukraine. We know it's going to affect Eastern Europe. We know it'll probably affect Europe. But are they looking to us?
Well, the problem is that Ukraine and Russia are one of the top suppliers together.
The breadbasket of Europe, they call it, right?
Of wheat and grain. And so the problem is, that it's going to affect the whole world. And it just makes you wonder, you know, and when you think about how things have changed in this country, and I know we get, you know, a lot of us get kind of, I don't even want to use the word arrogant, but I think we get locked into our own lives where we don't realize where our food comes from, I know. What our food comes from, we just expect shelves to be filled. And think about what the American psyche has gone through, just very selfishly here in our country over the last couple of years with supply chain shortages and COVID making us have empty shelves, you know, all of the disruptions of walking into a grocery store for the first time in our lives.
Yeah, we got pissed seeing, you know, I couldn't get 5 cans of Clorox wipes, you know, and a limit on toilet
paper. You didn't even get one for a long time.
The bigger picture here is that we learned this week that in the last year, 17,000 square miles of territory in the United States, which was in agriculture as the COVID deal started, is now gone. So that's a lot of food growing space, and that's happening elsewhere around the world. And if they continue to do, apparently, I saw that Biden said that if Putin used chemical weapons, it would trigger a response from NATO. Well, he's accused now of using these phosphorus bombs. Is that in that category? The military assault on Ukraine has brought all kinds of hardship, obviously, there. And the Russians haven't looked like they were too well prepared, but they got dangerous stuff. So the fact that they've been accused anyway of using these phosphorus bombs, does that mean the response from NATO is going to come this weekend?
I don't think they're going to announce when it's going to hit.
They were all over the place at NATO, and it's very disappointing as someone who I'm not even looking at this politically anymore. I'm just looking at this from what's right and what's wrong. And it's very disappointing that there isn't a more, as much as they're crowing about being unified, there really hasn't been any set stipulations. And I think maybe the most appropriate response that Biden could have made when he was asked the question, you know, if chemical or nuclear weapons are used, is there going to be a response? I think the best response would have been, we will respond and we will respond in a strong way. And he should have walked away. Instead, what happens is that there's a lot of over-talking that dilutes a message that would the big word was deter this week at the NATO meeting, but that would deter Vladimir Putin, or at least make him question what could be waiting for him. I think he's been given a lot of leeway, and there has not been a lot of pushback, except
Biden's answer was that we would respond in time, in kind. I mean, that was the exact quote that he said, that NATO would respond in kind.
What does that mean?
So,
weapons on the Russians?
I think the amount, the show of force that, no, we're not going to use chemical weapons on innocent people like Russia's doing, but I think that's a pretty clear message. I mean, how much more is someone supposed to say about the plan when everyone in the world, including Putin, is watching?
The criticism is not about the plan. The criticism is about the response. I mean, remember that from the beginning, the messaging that we've gotten so far is the ball is in Putin's court. Putin can make the decisions here. We've given way too much power to Vladimir Putin to decide what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and the rest of the world kind of runs behind him trying to play catch-up.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And especially now that we're seeing that he's not even that strong with his military presence. He's just a person who is trying to seek out an ideology, and it's like at some point we have to figure out what our coordinated response is going to be. But it doesn't seem to me that anybody's really willing to be the first to fight back.
Mm. Well, that's the nuclear threat from Putin. That's the big X factor.
The discussions going on here this week have led to us pledging $1 billion in humanitarian assistance. That's before everybody else in Europe steps up to the plate. And one, as a taxpayer, wonders where this $1 billion in humanitarian assistance is going to come from. It's coming from you and me. That's where it's coming from.
And we've also sent $1 billion now in military aid. The pledge of humanitarian aid is coming. And, of course, your heart wants you to do all this, but where does the money come from?
Here's where it should come from. There are 328 members of the Russian parliament called the Duma these are the most elite people in Russia. They have billions and billions and billions of dollars in assets that are stuck in American banks, they're in real estate, they're in boats. So I say we grab them all and sell them and use that money to help the Ukrainians. Why are we pussyfooting around?
They're seizing as much stuff as they can find.
Are they selling it?
No, it's all being held. It's like being held in the impound because there are international laws that they're trying to figure out with sanctions. If sanctions are lifted, then all the countries who sold that stuff, they're going to be on the hook to reimburse them.
That's
international law, though. I mean, that's why people are waiting on
these
that. You can grumble, but that's the fact.
The Russians aren't paying attention to international law.
Exactly right.
The
other thing is that, you know what's going to happen is that if Ukraine is lucky enough to win this, and everything's on the table right now, they're lucky enough to win this, then you can imagine how many billions of dollars we're going to spend in rebuilding the country that's now knocked apart by Russia, and it's going to be American money. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but a strong
good
defense...
for American business.
Well, a strong defense earlier on could have prevented any of this from happening. And instead, again, it's going to cost millions of dollars. And if you listen, and this is maybe one of the outrages of the week that's just not getting a lot of attention, is that when it comes to the Iran deal that the Biden administration is desperate to get back into, it was released, the information yesterday, and they talked about it at the State Department briefing with Admiral John Kirby, is that, get this idea. We're all upset with Russia. Well, in Iran, along with the guidelines of the Iran deal, they're going to be allowed to legally, under the guise of this deal, enrich uranium. The excess enriched uranium, they're going to allow Iran to sell it or give it to Russia. They admitted it yesterday during this press briefing. So if we're upset with Russia and we don't like that he's got nukes, why on God's green earth are we going to give them the excess from Iran, another one of our enemies, so that they can bolster up their nuclear program? This makes no sense for anybody on this planet.
What question angered Biden? He started to walk off the stage. What was he asked about?
He was out because there's been a change in messaging from the Biden administration, where they were saying that the sanctions were used to, early on, Kamala Harris, the State Department, Jen Psaki, they all said that the sanctions were to deter Vladimir Putin from entering Ukraine, from doing more, from advancing his attack into Ukraine. And then someone said, well, obviously it hasn't deterred him. And so he came back and he said, I've never said that it's going to deter anybody. Now we just need to do, I think he called it maintenance, sanction maintenance is what's going to deter Vladimir
Biden
Putin.
Did. I mean, the problem is that Biden's saying one thing and the administration's saying another. Biden did say from the beginning, because he was asked about that, from the very beginning, he said that this would probably not deter Putin from going forward, but that it would cripple the economy. That's what he said from the beginning. So when he came out against the reporter and said, I didn't say that, he's not lying. The administration, Jen Psaki and the administration came forward and said, well, it's meant to deter. And they're the ones who are like watering down what, and I don't know if it's, they don't, you know, if they think Biden's too much of a loose cannon, but like, it's very weird, the messaging that he'll say one thing and then the administration goes, no, no, no. And then they pull back. And then 2 days later, they back up what he said. It's just, it's very,
I don't know, it's
mismanaged.
That's all true. And and I don't know that he ever said, I haven't heard him say that it would deter Vladimir Putin. I tend to
No, he said it
heard what you said. Right.
Yeah, he said it wouldn't deter from the beginning.
His problem is the messaging, right? The buck stops with the president. And so if his administration is bungling all the messaging, we can blame Kamala Harris and we can blame Jen Psaki, but it is the Biden administration. He's got to have people that are going to back
that they've got to get this together, because there's no cohesive message.
They need to be
and what he's
up,
saying is out. What's actually happening. But it's confusing. Look, as someone who voted for him, I'm not happy with that either. I want clear messaging. You know, it's like all of us were frustrated with the CDC all these years. It's like, hello, can we please get a consistent message? It's very frustrating.
I did a write-in campaign for me when the presidential election took place. I wrote my name in.
How'd you do? Yeah. That's great.
I got one vote. Not a bad thing, huh?
Perfect.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Better than some.
The DJV download, which is something for those of you who don't get a chance to listen to this program every day, the program that we do with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay called the DJV Show, we have the ability, if you're listening to something else, that's okay. But if you have time and you're interested, you think that we're intriguing characters, you can watch or listen to us any day, all day, on the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. We also have a podcast download that you can listen to. We talk about things like Miley Cyrus and her flight to Paraguay. Wasn't it Paraguay she went to? Yeah, I think it was.
Yep.
And J-Lo. And let's see, who else do we have? Well, all kinds of things that are in the mainstream of conversation, our economy, new books, the humpback whales, all this stuff comes in our purview. Check it out. It's easy to find. DJVShow.com is where the podcast is, and the day-long broadcast. That's DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The Talk Radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with the stars of the DJV radio program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. So Jay takes over now because we have a number of items, the questions we've asked during the week that pertain to many of the things that are listed this week on our story list from Talkers Magazine, the transgender swimming championship. This transgender thing is becoming a big topic.
The transgender swimming championship.
Sounds,
yeah.
Well, I mean, that is good.
It's not a transgender swimming meet. It's one transgender swimmer in the NCAA swimming championship.
Well, perhaps the next thing that will happen is they'll want to have a transgender swimming.
Well,
see, I'm just thinking
that would be pretty good. So, see, this is where you're hitting the money, is that that would actually stop the problem of having someone who is biologically male and could have a physical biological advantage over biological females. You know, you could have a separate lane in the swim competition.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. See, I knew what I was talking about. All right. Jay, you want to take over here?
Well, yeah, we asked about Leah Thomas, the student athlete at the University of Pennsylvania, becoming the first transgender NCAA swimming champion. Chris Marengo said, "It's intellectual suicide to believe this makes logical sense."
I'm with him on that one. Yep.
Yeah, pretty much everybody was against this. Johnny Powell added, "Nothing against women, but I
all
think
men
it's a little
let's
bit."
Take note.
It's amazing. Yeah. Men are coming hard for this topic.
It's
where
ridiculous.
I haven't really seen many comments one way or the other from women.
From ladies,
Johnny Powell says nothing
I've
against
women. I've
talked
to my family that are student athletes, and they feel, because they're runners, and so there are real differences, and they're at a competitive level where they could go to the Olympics, and they're kind of sweet as girls, but it does bother them. So I think, it's probably men that feel more comfortable commenting on something like this on social media, but I think there's real concerns.
Well, yeah, and it kind of goes with the whole conversation of sex versus gender and more
which
of
no
the
one understands.
The XX chromosome and XY chromosomes competing with each other or against each other. Johnny Powell said nothing against women, but I think that this is a little bit unfair to ladies. He was born a male. He should compete against other members of the same sex. Mark Leo Vandals says, it's wrong, and I feel it sets women's rights back, and also wonders why women's rights groups are silent on this.
Good question.
Because a lot of women's groups believe that trans women are women, and that's the answer, Mark. I would love to know what, and I don't know this person, but I would love to know if he's so concerned about women's rights, where he stands and votes on other women's rights issues.
But do you think that, I mean, really and truly, I don't, because I, look, I think people
I believe,
should have,
I have,
right?
I have a trans female friend, and I absolutely believe she's a girl. Absolutely.
But, okay, but, I mean, I guess, like, the way that I could equate this is like saying a heavyweight boxer squaring off against, like, a welterweight. They don't do that for a reason in boxing because it's not fair because you have different competitive size advantages and such, and so.
But all the sizes in swimming, Jen, are different. There are people.
We're not just talking about swimming. We're talking about multiple.
I know,
sports
but
now that this
sure,
is
but
issue.
There are right. But look at the difference in size of all athletes across all sports. I mean, there are swimmers who are 5'6" who beat people who are 6'4". I mean,
but
it doesn't.
And then
hormonally,
realistically, there are
hormonally they're all balanced too, and there are regulations.
But it's not just
here.
About hormones. This is about lung capacity. This is about the size of your hands, the size of your limbs.
No one complains about a WNBA player who's 6'3 or 6'4 or 6'7 in Brittany Griner's place.
But we're talking about the differences where one person could get lifted up over the other. And it's really interesting to listen to Caitlyn Jenner talk about it. And I know everybody likes
stirring.
To laugh at her.
No,
but
right.
When,
time's
you know.
Up, ladies. 28
yeah,
past the hour.
Top Radio Countdown.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United Nations says it has obtained satellite information of a mass grave in a Ukrainian city. A UN official saying the estimated number of bodies in the grave in Mariupol is about 200. That same official said the death rate in the city has increased due to lack of food, electricity, and water. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Friday the United States should have moved faster toward renewable energy sources and that if we had done so, the country would be in a better position to address climate change and national security. Yellen also dismisses high gas prices, saying they have been higher.
They're not as high in real terms as they were earlier in this century. It's conceivable that they could move higher.
USA Radio News. A key Democrat is supporting Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court.
As more and more Republican senators cannot get behind Judge Jackson's Supreme Court nomination, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, said Friday that he will vote in support of confirming Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Because Republicans don't have the numbers, Manchin's support essentially guarantees Jackson's lifetime confirmation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A man is facing battery charges for punching a Southwest Airlines employee. Police say Courtney Drummond was taken off a plane at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport because of his aggressive behavior. He then allegedly threatened a gate attendant before hitting the employee. A mixed bag on Wall Street to end the week. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 153 points to close at 34,861. The S&P adding 23 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ lost 22. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour as we review the hot hits in News Talk Radio. Provided the list is provided every week to us by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And you get a copy of the list if you want, either at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. These are the items, the charts for the week of March 21st to the 25th. On the people list, let me just go through the people list, and then we'll go back through the story list, picking and choosing some of the things that are really hot topics. At number 10, Madeleine Albright, obviously, because of her passing. That's why she's on the list. Hunter Biden, number 9. That thing goes on and on and on and on and on, and where it stops, nobody knows. Alvin Bragg is 8. Donald Trump is 7. Ketanji Brown Jackson is 6. Kim Jong-un, Big Fatty, is 5. She is number 4. I have no respect for him, so I'm never going to do his name right anyway. The president of China. Zelensky is 3, Putin is 2, and Joe Biden is 1. I want to go to some of the comments, Jay, that are on our social media regarding the nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson. There are a lot of legal experts who are weighing in on this. The Senate Judiciary Committee's consideration has wrapped up this week. A lot of testimony from supposed outside experts. The American Bar Association Standing Committee said she's well qualified. The ABA committee gave Jackson the same high rating that has been bestowed on most of the recent Supreme Court nominees, with the exception of Amy Coney Bryant. Barrett, I always call her Bryant for whatever. Anyway, so what are some of our listeners saying about the nominee and how all this has gone this week, Jay?
Well, Sydney Houghton says that she's not qualified. She wouldn't even clarify what the start of life is.
Oh, God.
That's why she's not.
Dennis DeCore says she's very qualified and will make a great justice.
Yeah, and balance.
Tony Echeverry says she can't define what a woman is. She's weak on pedophiles and criminals in general. And adding, but at least we know she is not a biologist.
That's all right, well, there's party line stuff, it looks like, pretty much. Isn't it?
When you well, get can right I just jump it? In for a second about, yeah. You know, I know there's a lot of emotional stuff when, you know, on both sides of the aisle with the debate about what is a woman, who is a woman, I'm a biologist. I think the reason that it means something to me is that, and the reason why I talk about how important messaging is not necessarily how she feels about an issue. I don't need to agree with anybody 100% of the time. You don't need that. But you're being asked to be a judge. And so one of the tactics that Amy Coney Barrett used that was effective when she was asked about hypotheticals is she kept, and this is exactly the tactic that Ruth Bader Ginsburg used as well. So Amy Coney Barrett took from RBG's style of her confirmation hearing, which is, I can't comment on a hypothetical case because I need to see what the case entails, because the judge of his justice is not to tell you how they feel, it's to decide how to apply the law, right? And to see, that's why we've talked about there's, you know, decisions that we don't agree with that the Supreme Court makes all the time, but it always depends on the lawsuits running up to what the Supreme Court sees. So it's about applying the law. I feel like if you are a judge and someone asks you a question, it's not a question about caseload. You have to figure out a way to answer it because you are going to be called on to answer certain questions. And I feel like what was lacking was the way that she answered the question with a kind of like smirk, I'm not a biologist. Well, you're going to be called on to make hard decisions. So maybe you could say, well, depending on how, you know, my point of view will come on how cases are written or something. It would have been a better response rather than just something that seems flippant to like half the people out there. Does that make sense?
It does. And in situations like this, when people are being questioned, and not just about this specific situation, but I would really appreciate it if politicians refrained from sarcasm and they would just answer the question.
Well, that's not like, their job. Yeah, there's too much of that. There are a lot of these people. You look at the difference between the hearings for Ms. Jackson and what went on with the Brett Kavanaugh. There is a
distinct
difference.
Even the pointed questions were more polite. I mean, what they did to Kavanaugh was disgusting.
Well,
are you a rapist? Do you drink beer?
But the problem, though, with that is that we also had a woman sitting in front of the hearing for the world to see who was accusing him of sexual assault. That needed to be taken seriously. So that's not happening here. So it's really apples and oranges. There's no comparison.
You know, it wasn't taken seriously when people go, do you like beer, Senator? Do you like beer? Are you a rapist? Do your kids know you're a rapist?
Well, there's nothing serious about that. Are babies racist? I mean, Ted Cruz's question? I mean, really? I mean, come
on.
What
is all this accomplished,
though?
This
is nothing.
Let me go back over this. None of this stuff accomplishes
anything.
It's
all theater.
It's back to the people that are supposed to be doing their job not doing their job. And going up and down the aisle.
Well, they're auditioning for the next job.
BS.
That's the problem. They have cameras on them, and they all want to be president. And they all want to,
you know, who wants to be president.
Of
I mean,
course.
Obviously, we know Ted Cruz wants to be president. We know that Cory Booker wanted to be president when he shouted out, "I am Spartacus." I mean, these people are such blowhards.
Okay,
I mean,
let's just take a second aside here for a moment because we haven't talked about this at all. The business of Ginny Thomas. Clarence Thomas's wife getting involved in the undoing of the election. That seemed to come out of left field, but maybe we spent so much time talking about Russia and Ukraine.
Well,
and stuff,
this just kind of broke Thursday night. This just broke Thursday night, so it's really not out of left field. But there were 29 text messages that she sent to Mark Meadows, basically saying that the Trump, you know, she was criticizing Pence.
Chief of staff, right?
She was saying that Trump, you know, shouldn't concede the election, that the election's being stolen by the Democrats, and that, I mean, there's 29 text messages. They're all public now, but, you know, it's not a good look. And then Clarence Thomas, of course, was the only Supreme Court justice who dissented when the Supreme Court rejected challenges to the election. So, you know, it just... and then she says that she doesn't talk to her husband about stuff. Okay. I'm so tired of hearing that from everyone.
We hear that from everybody who makes their investments.
All right, number four, speaking of investments, is the economy. There are new unemployment claims. According to the numbers from the government, unemployment benefits fell off to the lowest level in 53 years. last week.
I believe that because I've seen so many places that had, for a long time, had help wanted signs, and they don't have them up anymore. So a lot of jobs have been filled in all different sectors. I mean, I'm in New Jersey, so I'm seeing, you know, maybe more movement because we're not far outside of New York City, and it's rebounding pretty quickly. But I'm not surprised that the level dropped so much because I don't know of anyone who's unemployed.
Yeah, well,
I still know a lot of places, restaurants, friends of mine who are running restaurants that are
can't find
not it. Able to find anybody to work. Yeah. So it's still an issue in pockets. I don't know how it is across the board.
All right, number seven, partisan politics, the election. I think that there's a move afoot by some in Marjorie Taylor Greene's district to disqualify her, or they're suing her, or what is that? Trying to keep her from getting reelected, I know that. Is that group a large, influential group, or is it just people that are making a lot of noise?
She's from Georgia, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What's the group that you're talking about?
Yeah, I haven't heard this. I don't know.
This is just breaking as well. And I'm not. I just saw in out of the corner of my eye. Now I'm just going back to it because I just thought to myself, okay. But looking at all of the
stuff, sure, she faces opposition, right, from people who think she's a moron, but.
Well,
she says crazy things. She goes to Nazi rallies. Yeah. I mean, sure. I doubt she represents everybody in Georgia.
I think just a quick Google of what you're talking about, Doug. There's a lawsuit filed by some Georgia voters, a legal challenge, saying whether or not she's disqualified from holding office because what they say is her involvement in the January 6th riot, which I think is funny because I don't know that she was even there, was she?
What,
I don't know. That's a good question. Wasn't she in a room with everybody else? All the other.
Yeah, I mean, she was in Congress, but I mean, she wasn't rioting. I don't know. It just seems very odd. Mm-hmm. But you know, there are a lot of this is a time of year it's heating up. There are 100 people who are holding
a
fundraiser against Liz Cheney, your girlfriend, because they don't want her to be able to. They want to help empower her.
Doug's two girlfriends can't agree on anything.
That'd be very interesting. Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz are both Republicans running for the Senate. They got tossed off of some presidential commission this week.
Yeah, this is crummy. They were on a sports and fitness commission.
That was it.
And it's strictly political because they don't like that they're running in states that are important. They're running, Herschel Walker's running in Georgia, and Dr. Oz is running in Pennsylvania. So the Biden administration
told them, moved to Pennsylvania yet? Because he doesn't live there.
My congressman hasn't set foot in California. I mean, welcome to politics 2022.
Remember when Hillary
at least to
moved
run,
to New York
you should start.
Run.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. At least Hillary moved to New York. You should at least start there.
All of these people, they find opportunities. But the point is that not necessarily that. The point is that they were on this committee for sports and fitness. These are non-political positions that every president gets to appoint. And so these two happen to be appointed. I don't even know. I think Trump appointed Herschel Walker. I don't know if Dr. Oz was already there or not. But why go through and knock them off the committee?
Are they all publicly elected officials on the committee?
No, nobody's elected anything. They're appointments. They're presidential appointments.
No, but maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe because they're running for public office, they can't be on the commission.
No, it's because they're running for public office on the wrong side of the ticket that they're allowed to, that they're getting asked to leave.
All right, number six is a focus. We've got a little time for COVID. Here, I thought it was interesting, and we talked about this on the DJV program, that the mayor of New York has exempted athletes and performers from the vaccine mandate. He looks like a real fool.
Such a bad move.
It was a really bad move.
Huge stumble right out of the gate. Huge.
Yep. And the folks that run the airlines have demanded of the government, administration, that the mask mandate on planes be dropped immediately. We'll see where that goes. I think it's supposed to go away April 14th anyway, isn't it?
Somewhere I thought April 13th was the date, but yeah,
somewhere
I don't know.
In there. Right. Our relationship with China, President Biden made it clear in his phone call that he had with President Xi last week. He was on the phone for 2 hours plus, that he'd be putting himself in jeopardy, i.e. Xi would be, if Beijing supported Russian military action. Isn't he?
I think he, well, I think Biden's point was China has a hell of a lot more to lose if they lose the West than if they lose Russia. Russia is not going to sustain China the way the rest of the world does. Think about our own supply chains and all the crap that's in every store that's made in China, here in America and Canada and in the UK. China would be so stupid.
Can we get
to
away from
Russia
them,
over? Well, I hope so. Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a big bluff because we can't even get away from Russian oil. How can we get away from all the stuff that China gives us?
Well, we're away from Russian oil as the
as of a week ago.
But we only had 3% of it. It was only 3% of our entire
supply. That's the
point.
If it took us that long to get away from Russian oil, how are we going to divest from China when they have their hands in everything?
It's a much longer project.
It's a long project, exactly. Yeah. And meanwhile, when it comes to the price of gasoline, et cetera, did you see this guy in Chicago who gave away $1 million in free gasoline? $50 a car.
That's nice.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. There's so much.
Better than the guy stealing 5,000 gallons of gas and then selling it for a markup.
Right, yeah. That's American entrepreneurship.
I think that was in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now with a story list, the official list from Talkers Magazine for this past week. At number 10, the passing of Madeleine Albright. At number 9, the social media focus on what's going on with the war in Ukraine. Well, just focus on social media and the ups and downs of Google and Facebook, that sort of thing. Big tech, number 9. Number 8, the continuing focus on the fiasco that is or was January 6th. Number 7, the fate of various partisan politicians, like Ms. Green, and I guess that I've said it all with that. Number 6, continuing focus on COVID. Number 5, the hearings on the Supreme Court. Number 4, the economy, especially the focus on the price of gasoline. Number 3, China, North Korea, Russia. Number 2, the NATO summit. Number 1, the war. Those are the stories that are making it big this week in News Talk Radio.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, The People List, courtesy of the work done by Michael Harrison and his staff. I like to go through the lists so that we have at least one shot at having the complete list for you to know what we're talking to and referencing as we have our conversation. So on the people list this week at number 10, Madeleine Albright, obviously about her passing. Number 9, Hunter Biden and all of the focus on him and his foolishness. Alvin Bragg is 8. Donald Trump is 7. Ketanji Brown Jackson is 6. Kim Jong-un is 5. Xi Jinping is 4. Mr. Zelensky, say it again, Doug. There it is. Mr. Zelensky is number 3. Pukin Putin, the little, you know what, putz. Putzy Putin is number 2. And Joe Biden, with all of his travels this week, and President of the United States is normally number 1, and so he is this week. That's the people list, courtesy of the charts, available at talkers.com and djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology that we have discussed this past week. We being Victoria Keelan, who mostly does the discussing. She's the professor. I listen, and every once in a while, I'll do number five, which is what I'm going to do right now. From five to number one, we count them down. The first one is a focus on those doggone EVs, as it were.
Well, electric vehicles are on the rise, and apparently, like, the last time gas prices were this high, electric cars weren't really even a thing. And so now, apparently, with this round of high gas prices, sales are growing really fast. They're climbing to 4.5% of the entire U.S. new car market last year. Automakers, as we know, have consistently announced more and more models that are going to be made into electric vehicles like SUVs and pickup trucks, which are actually the two biggest sellers in the U.S. consumer market. And so Edmunds' new and used car site reports that shopper interest on their site in battery vehicles, plug-in hybrids, and traditional hybrids saw a weekly rise of 39% in the week ending March 13th, and that's 84% higher than it was just in mid-February. So there's something to this. Depending on what state you live in, there are a lot of rebates and deals that you can get if you buy an electric vehicle. So I guess people are seriously making the jump. They see that this is going to be the future anyway, so they figure now with high gas prices, it might be the right time to start investing in electric vehicles.
Number four, focusing on the NRA, and
the national. The National Rifle Association this week confirmed that it was the subject of a ransomware attack that took place last October. Now, you may ask, why are we only learning about it now? The reason that we just know about this is that they had to file with the Federal Election Commission because while their website was down for 2 weeks, they were still taking in donations and they didn't report them. And so they had to do this filing and they had to pay a fine and the whole thing. Now, the ransomware is really the much more concerning part of this. This is a Russian cyber criminal group that goes by the name of Grief. They are associated with Evil Corp, which is the larger, well-known Russian-based hacking group. And so Grief apparently took a lot of information from the NRA, posted it on the dark web, and essentially said, if you don't pay up the ransomware, all this stuff is going to go public. So we don't know if the NRA paid the ransom, or if the FBI is in charge now, because that's what the standard procedure has been with ransomware. But we'll keep following that up.
Number three, Facebook. What are they doing to win friends and influence people?
Not a lot. Facebook continues to make people angry for lots of reasons. Apparently, the latest one is early in March, a bunch of Facebook users got a mysterious spam-like email that was titled, "Your account requires advanced security from Facebook Protect," telling people that they were required to turn on this new Facebook Protect feature, which they needed to do with a link from this email, and they had to do it by a certain date or they'd be locked out. It has all the hallmarks of a spam email, and most intelligent people did not click on it. However, it was real, and now people are locked out of their Facebook pages and finding it very difficult to get back in. The email was also sent from security@facebookmail.com, which also looks like a spam email address, so a lot of people just ignored it. Facebook has not really offered a whole lot of help in this arena. If you are, and essentially this really, yeah, this really affected people who were targeted by malicious hackers, human rights defenders, journalists, attorneys, government officials. I mean, the list goes on and on, heads of corporations. So if you're still locked out, Facebook has not really offered a solution. So I'm very
not
sorry
really
to
uplifting.
Report that.
Yeah, but it's typical Facebook, not uplifting
yep.
at all. Number two, another not uplifting bunch are the guys at Google.
Yeah, a new study, well, it's not necessarily Google, but it's a new study that claims that Googling information actually makes us more likely to forget the things that we're Googling. They call it digital amnesia or the Google effect. Now, the study found that human brains are not inclined to deeply process information on search engines like Google because we know that it's very easy to find it and to find it again in the future if we need to, so our brains inherently are lazy and don't really want to recall anything. So it's interesting to see how this affects kids in school, you know, reading comprehension and things like that. Maybe too much researching on the internet, kids aren't really retaining as they would if they were reading through a real book.
All right, number one, the first state to put their driver's license in Apple is what?
Arizona is the first state to officially roll out Apple's digital driver's license and state ID, and this is going to be in the Apple wallet. So now in the Phoenix airport is the first testing ground of this. You can keep your ID on your phone in the wallet or on your Apple Watch to get through the TSA security. And so they're going to be testing that out for a while, and then it's moving on to like 14 or 15 other states who are ready to go.
All right, there it is. We're ready to go because time's up. And those are the top five stories this week from technology at 59 after. I'm Doug Stephan.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.